This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Number two, and you can join us, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The us in studio tonight is Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And what is going on in Los Angeles?
People have been saying that for millions of years, haven't they? I say that every day.
KTLA has a story that Heather sent me, but unfortunately, it's not any text that I'm seeing here. It's just a video, but I do recall seeing something, and so I'll just tell you what I remember. The LA City Council apparently is considering an ordinance that would limit playgrounds to children and guardians and ban single parents. Chris,
yeah.
You've got the story?
I do have it pulled up here. This comes from the Times editorial board. And the headline is, LA proposed ban on single adults near playgrounds is fear-based policy, policy making at its worst. In an attempt to make Los Angeles parks seem super safe, City Councilman Mitch O'Farrell has proposed barring adults unaccompanied by children from entering playgrounds. It's an effort, he said, to keep city parks, quote, free of creepy activity, unquote. Who would want to ban creepy activity or creepy people from playgrounds? But what O'Farrell is
really
proposing, I know, goes far beyond targeting worrisome activities that in most cases are already outlawed. It would bar any adult from sitting on a bench, exercising or otherwise enjoying public space near playgrounds, unless he or she brought a child along. Is this really necessary? His proposal is based on laws in place in a handful of major cities, including New York City, where police caused a minor uproar several years ago by ticketing people for sitting or playing adjacent benches on playground adjacent benches to eat donuts or play chess.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
The article that I had read before on this, though, did mention that part of the law was inspired by people using drugs on playgrounds.
Yeah.
And, like, leaving needles and stuff like that behind. So, I mean, then there's also the creepy people that I'm sure it was kind of, like, directed at, too.
Right, but there are creepy people that hang out at gyms as well because they know that, oh, there's going to be pretty girls
there's
in spandex here.
Seriously. That's why I don't go to a gym.
Now, I will, since you mentioned it, there is here in Keene a gym only for women.
No, I do Shanti's Insanity Workout.
Is that like Curves or
sure
something?
Cardio.
No, it's Downtown Fitness for Women. Like, it's not
it's
part
right
of a
there
chain.
In the name. Okay.
But, you know, like, it's just a fitness center for women.
It's interesting.
Well, anyway, apparently I'm creepy because I like to go to playgrounds, and sometimes I go without my daughter. So.
Oh, my God.
I'm a creeper.
So he addresses the editorial board addresses that a little bit. O'Farrell said that he was inspired to propose the ban after residents in Hollywood complained that their local park had been taken over by drug dealers. Well, that is the real problem, and by all means, the city should crack down on illegal activity in the playgrounds.
Or just make drugs
this
illegal.
This is their words, not mine. But if drug dealing and vandalism is occurring at a site, then have police or park rangers patrol it regularly. If there's a childless adult hanging around leering at kids and taking photographs, then enforce the state law that already makes it a criminal offense to loiter at a playground or school with an unlawful purpose. So, yeah, it does go into that, and it's just ridiculous. You know, I worked for the last big company I worked for, I traveled to San Francisco a lot, and for lunch. I didn't really want to go out with the people that I worked with there a lot.
So you went to the playground.
No, I wouldn't go to a playground, but I would grab something at some local eatery, something close by. I'd find a park bench and, you know, and there were a couple parks nearby. You know, I don't know if there were playgrounds, but there were parks and, you know,
right, so
just on a nice day, why not do that?
What necessarily defines playground?
I think the presence of playground equipment would define a playground.
Like, but I actually play on playgrounds and I'm 26. So,
exactly.
Like, is some this now just a have, crime?
Does this mean I can't go on I can't ride the slide anymore?
No, so, you know, like,
I'm only 52.
I think I've got a legitimate question here because there are parks, for instance, that are, you know, just listed as city park,
right,
where they have swings and a slide. Does that then make the entirety of the city park a playground, or is it only the area inside the railroad tie with the tree bark surrounding
the
equipment?
So I got like, one. What if there's a playground on a beach? Are you not allowed to go to the beach now unless you have kids?
You can only go to the...
Santa Monica's got a playground right on the beach, right?
You can't go to the sandy area of the beach.
Like this, like who thought of this law?
It is so ridiculous and so arbitrary.
This is a perfect example of
Mitch O'Farrell.
This is a perfect example of people trying to manipulate other people into thinking that they don't have to be responsible for, one, their own children. Like, as a mom, if I bring my daughter to a playground, she's my responsibility. You watch your kids or they end up like the one that fell in with Harambe. I mean, this is just, it's parenting 101. Don't have kids if you don't want to watch them.
Exactly. And that was my first thought because, you know, Daryl's like, well, let's get parents ideas on this. Well, number one, if I had a very young kid, he's not going to be there alone. I'm going to be with him. And he's my responsibility because he couldn't have taken care of himself at his age. But as he got older, okay, I trust him to go to a playground by himself because he would know what to do if something happened.
Yeah.
So there is a level of that. But this whole thing just reeks of, and I don't think he was trying to enforce his morals on anybody. I'm speculating. This is just me trying to understand. But
you are speculating, and there's actually an update from LA Weekly titled, "Ban on Single Adults at LA Playground Would Not Cover Entire Parks." And the subheadline is, "No, city leader is not trying to ban single adults from parks."
Okay.
So finish what you were saying, and then we'll get into what Councilman O'Farrell
Well, my thought
to say.
Yeah, my thought is this, is that most damage is done to us by government, I think, a lot of times with the best intentions. So I'm not going to speculate and say that this guy's just, you know, bat-blanking insane or that he's, you know what I mean, because it does come across that way. But this guy may truly feel that, you know, child predators are a real problem and that this is some way that we can keep kids safe. A lot of things get proposed, a lot of things get implemented, even though they're completely insane, but there is an altruistic point behind them.
Right. Is there more to the article that you have from the LA Times? I think it was the editorial board of
Times. One more paragraph.
All right. Let's go ahead and get that.
Yep. O'Farrell argues that we can't assume every adult who wanders into a playground, a child's play area, is benign, but why should a city assume that every adult without a child is a pedophile? That makes a childless adult a criminal just for being in a particular public place, which is an overreach that can lead to foolish enforcement, like ticketing people for sitting on a bench eating donuts. This proposal is especially worrisome in light of the city's effort to build more pocket parks to add open space and amenities to underserved areas. These small parks are often no more than a playground and some benches. Would childless adults be barred from taking advantage of the rare open space in their dense neighborhood? Surely there are smarter ways to deal with legitimate problems in public parks.
Now, I'm glad they mentioned the overreach of arresting people for sitting on park benches eating, because the way some cities across the country have tried to quote-unquote address the homeless situation is to say that it shall be a crime to sit on a park bench for more than 20 minutes.
Right.
Well, I would say, like, just to touch on one thing when they were talking about, like, you know, the creepy people, I guess, the more kids are actually getting kidnapped by government agencies, not by people loitering around parks.
Right.
So, you really want to make a difference.
CPS in this, right?
Yeah,
yep.
Department of Children
so,
and Family.
How does Councilman Mitch O'Farrell respond? We'll tell you here on Free Talk Live.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5928. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5928. That's 1-800-959-5928. 1-800-959-5928.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, please store this number or call right now. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. By calling the Addiction Rehab Specialist, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Their advisors are ready to match you with a proven treatment center that will help you end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Don't waste any more time with drugs or alcohol. Your future is still a bright place. Let the Addiction Rehab Specialist help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there will be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There's no need to let drugs and alcohol ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call the Addiction Rehab Specialist at 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078.
Paid attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
American-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. 855 450 free. We're talking about the strange situation in LA. And yes, Chris, I know that we have to clarify because there's a lot of strange situations in LA.
That in itself does not make a headline.
This one specifically, a proposal by Councilman Mitch O'Farrell that would prohibit single adults from being in playgrounds. Now, in theory, the adult could be married or have a significant other, but if they're there by themselves and not accompanying a child, then there could be some consequences. Now, Councilman O'Farrell has responded and said that everything you've read about me in the news is not accurate. Here's what actually blah, blah, blah. We'll get his response here in just a moment. The us, of course, being Daryl,
Heather,
and Chris.
And have you ever wanted to start your own website or blog but haven't been able to put your idea into action yet? Well, you're in luck. HostGator, one of the top hosting companies out there, is offering a special deal to Free Talk Live listeners. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you can get up to 50% off their regular prices. Hosting your own website or blog can be intimidating, but HostGator makes it easy. HostGator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress. They have 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into the hands of you, the customer. HostGator has 99.999% uptime ratings, so you don't have to worry about outages. To get the special offer, again, of up to 50% off for the duration of your initial purchase, just for Free Talk Live listeners, go to HostGator.com/FTL. Now, what does Councilman O'Farrell have to say? Well, LA Weekly has the article, and it says Councilman O'Farrell got some bad press this week, and this is actually from about a week ago, so last week, after he proposed that adults who aren't parents or guardians be banned from publicly owned playgrounds. The LA Times editorial, or rather the LA Times editorialized that the prohibition would, quote, assume that every adult without a child is a pedophile. In a letter to constituents, O'Farrell clarified his motion, emphasizing, this is not a ban on adults without children from using parks. However, he did not back down from the proposal to ban adults without children from the parks. The proposal, which asked the city's attorney to prepare a draft ordinance that would have to be approved by the full council, limits city playground access and playground access only to kids and the adults directly supervising them. So, tell me how this is not a ban on adults that
I think it's like a ban on Heather
children.
Because I literally love going to playgrounds.
it is just insanity. It is making this is guilty until proven innocent. If like, if you showed up accidentally, you walk through, and you don't happen to have your child with you, then now you are suspect.
Or what if you have your child and they think like you're lying and that your child is someone else's child, you know? Like,
right.
Now, he does answer one of my questions of, does this mean I couldn't go to the entirety of the park? How do you determine what the quote-unquote playground area is? He says that the prohibition would apply only to designated play areas and not the entire park. Quote, these specific areas would be clearly marked with signage stating the limited access.
For God's sake.
Yeah, so now we're going to spend money put up signs saying, unless you have a child, and how far does the child have to be from you? Can the child be like 7 feet? Do you have to be physically holding your child's hand?
Again, I truly believe that they are.
They're going to have somebody there handing out wristbands.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's like when you go to Chuck E. Cheese. When you go to Chuck E. Cheese, and I don't know if either of you have
been there
recently, they will stamp your hand, and everybody in your party gets the same stamp. So that way, you know, somebody
it's like
that
a
comes
number,
in later,
yeah, and like,
right. That way somebody that comes in later can't leave with your child. Now, the problem is if, and Chris, you're old enough to where, you know, I don't think you have grandchildren
Chris, older.
Yet.
Oh, jeez.
But,
man.
You know, you're close.
I'm grandfatherly age. Is that what you're saying, Daryl?
My grandmother God. Was a grandma when she was 42. So, okay. You know, like, I'm 5 years away from that. So, the point is, let's just say, or maybe you've got nephews and nieces, and you don't arrive with the rest of the party, and you then try to leave with, you know, your grandkid or your nephew
right.
or your niece.
I think whole lot is just,
and yeah. then you've got the, you know, 17-year-old kid that's working the thing, and he's like, but you don't have the same stamp. And then, you know, the parent hollers over, that's okay, that's my brother, that's my dad.
And I'll tell you another thing that absolutely occurs is at certain ages, my son, who's a good kid now, he's 24, he's not like a juvenile like what we're talking about. But when he was young, sometimes I would grab his wrist because it was time to go. And he would scream bloody murder, and he would kick and yell. And this only happened, you know, a handful of times. But if I saw me dragging a kid out of a playground with a kid acting like that, what would your reaction be?
Yo, dude, why are you trying to kidnap that kid?
Exactly, and that's the whole thing. Again, there are certain things that are illegal, and I think certain things that are just against our societal norms that no one is ever going to accept.
Mm-hmm.
And there are smart ways of dealing with those things, and there are bad ways. Making entire populations criminally suspect, like our conversation about the war on drugs,
yeah.
This is no different. This is same because of some broad
playgrounds.
Yeah, it's a war on basically adult males, I guess, maybe more likely.
Well, I mean, it says adults, right? So
it could be women, right. But I truly don't
we'll
think
that
come
back,
off
yeah.
as creepy.
To this, but let's go to the phones where we've got Sarah calling in from Albuquerque. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thought.
Yes, I just want to say that it has been about 8 years since we completely removed every single one of our red light cameras. And you know what? It is the worst thing that we have done for our state. You know, I mean, but why is it that I'm the one that feels like this? I mean, why can't people see that we used to be number 7th? For pedestrian safety, and now we're number one. In
okay, Sarah, we explained this to you a couple nights ago, and we'll try to again.
Yeah, I wasn't here.
Red light cameras have absolutely nothing to do with pedestrians getting run over.
But I want to talk with her.
Chris wants to talk, so hold on. We will bring you back and try to explain one more time that correlation is not causation here on Free Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts welcome, 855-450-FREE.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And we go back to the phones where we've got Sarah calling in from Albuquerque. And Chris, you wanted to continue this conversation.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes Sarah calls in and it doesn't seem to go anywhere, and it's been a long time since I've talked to her. So your assertion, Sarah, is that because red light cameras have been removed, that makes it less safe for pedestrians in your city.
Oops. I guess it helps if I actually hit the on button.
Sorry. Right. Are you there?
I guess not.
I don't know what. Hold on. Let me switch from the ISDN to the Comrex, see if that helps. Sarah, are you there? And I don't know what is. I don't know what is going on. Board op, if you can hear me, put Sarah on.
Hello.
There you are.
There you are. Yeah, I had an issue on my end here, and when I clicked the pickup button, it didn't do anything. So,
yeah. Chris, Sarah, did you hear any of my question or no?
Yes. you know, the thing about it is that, yeah, I heard it.
Okay.
There is actually a before and after. See, before we had the cameras, we used to be number one in pedestrian fatalities like 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then we put our grid light cameras, 20 of them, and then it went 20, 17, 15, and then 6, and then 5, and then maybe 3, and then it completely disappeared altogether.
Right.
And so now we went back to being number one in pedestrian fatality again.
Gotcha.
So before,
how about,
yeah. So, mm-hmm.
Well, my question is, how about other types of accidents? The most common accident that there is involving automobiles is the rear end. And I know that in a lot of states they did away with red light cameras because there was such an increase in rear end accidents, which led to higher fatalities.
Now, I just pulled up some statistics here.
Oh, good.
And data shows that 57% of New Mexico pedestrians killed in 2014, and there were 74 for the entire year,
okay,
which equals 3.53 per 100,000, which is the highest across the country. Florida is number two with 2.96 pedestrians killed per 100,000. But alcohol was a factor in 57% of those, with pedestrian impairment being the number one factor pedestrian deaths.
So, Sarah, I mean, this is kind of where I'm going. And this goes back to the conversation about correlation and causation. If you have 57% of the accidents involved a pedestrian that was drinking at the time, shouldn't that be what you might look at as opposed to just the camera?
But let's look at the year when we only had 47 pedestrian killed in New Mexico when we had red light cameras.
You know what, though? Like, even without the cameras, I'm pretty sure if those people looked both ways before they crossed the road, they'd still be here.
Right, and nationally, 35% of pedestrians killed had a blood alcohol content of at least 0.08%. So 35% nationally versus 57% in Albuquerque. So the problem is,
well,
the pedestrians
aren't paying
not being safe, not necessarily the drivers.
I wouldn't do that because that's also getting into sort of the causation and correlation.
But do you think
the Albuquerque Police Department said that, quote, the majority of our pedestrian fatalities are a result of intoxicated pedestrians walking outside of safety areas, not the result of drivers.
Yeah, and that's what I would say, Sarah. I mean, I know you love the red light camera, and you do love cameras in general, but there may be some other aspects to this, too, that are, you know, if you eliminated the people that were crossing the roads in places that they weren't, and they weren't intoxicated, then you would be at levels below the national average.
So
that doesn't have anything to do with red light cameras at all.
Yeah, you know, the year that we were number seventh, we had just as much people that were impaired, like you say, and crossing in the middle of the street, and we still had that we were number seventh in the nation instead of being number one. So where
yeah,
is that?
That comes down to luck. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That comes down to luck. That isn't
up as luck, but it was safer to cross at the intersections because people were behaving themselves.
No, you said you had the same number. Sarah, you just said there were the same number of people that got killed when you had the red light cameras. So the difference
isn't a number of
people being killed.
A lot less.
No,
there was 47 in 1 year.
It's the same. Look, attitude, it was the same. No, don't want to tell number seven. We were number seven about 8 years ago. But there was everybody was still drinking in and crossing in the middle. But why is that we're number one now? It was the same attitude 7 years ago, but we had red light cameras.
Well, the other thing,
people could cross at the crosswalk.
Right. The other thing I would throw out is we're dealing with a fairly defined data set. We're talking about, I don't know how many years of data exists for this, but is this really a trend? Can you say it with seven data points?
Right. And the difference
is, and again, I don't have all of the data in front of me, but when you're talking about, you know, where you rank statistically amongst 50 different states, you need to look at what happened in other places. Was there, you know, some sort of massive, you know, some guy just like ran up onto a sidewalk and ran over a bunch of pedestrians that would inflate the number in another state and thus push New Mexico down on the rating?
Yeah, you're going to have to take a critical look at each and every case that a pedestrian gets hit and actually look at, like, what's the root cause of it. And in most cases, it ended up being intoxication, according to the Albuquerque police.
And what I do applaud you for, Sarah, is looking at an instance. This isn't about anything other than people dying, and that's a noble thing to look into, to try to find out what could be done to save some lives. And I'm all for saving if a guy's, people happen to be drunk and they cross in between crosswalks, you know, yeah, they should have known better, but, you know, is there something that could be done to even help them?
So, you could print out little flyers that say look both ways before you cross the street and then hand them out at crosswalks.
Or at bars.
Or at bars, yeah, at bars.
Yeah, but I applaud you for keeping an eye on this stuff. And like I said, I wouldn't remain focused on one aspect and make the assumption that that's the only thing that contributes. But thanks for the call.
Thank you, Sarah, for the call. Now, since we did mention the whole, you know, like, drunk people thing, there was a headline that I saw earlier today that without Uber and Lyft, the number of DUIs in Austin, Texas, guess what they've done?
Did they go up a little bit?
They went up drastically.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So,
do you have the numbers?
I don't have the numbers in front of me. We might get into that. But let's get back to this story out of Los Angeles, where this city council guy claims that he doesn't want to ban single adults without children from parks by specifically specifying that adults without children should be banned from certain parts of the park.
Let's just say ban Heather, because Heather, evidently, out of the three of us in this room, is the one who loves to go play on the swing set.
I do. I like to go on the swings. I'm not really a slide person because I don't really fit anymore. But
whoops. And that's an embarrassing 911 call, folks. I'm halfway down a slide and I'm stuck.
You said that such a law already exists on state books and that in order for local police to enforce it, the city council needs to approve an ordinance applying it to play areas. There's more, and your calls and thoughts. Welcome, 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Don't do what I did and run out.
If it's working, don't quit. Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished?
You've got to feed them right for life.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite.
No.
When I get to about 3/4.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order. Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Liquor Chaps free.
New, improved Liquor Chaps with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E.
And now 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Liquor Chaps.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
For years, you've looked for safe solutions to protect what you've worked so hard to build. How do you
weather the next market correction with confidence?
Now there's a way to conquer the technology hurdle and help protect your profits without buying an annuity in any market condition. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. We're talking about a proposal in Los Angeles to ban Heather from going to the playground. Because apparently of the three hosts in studio tonight, Heather is the one that likes to go play on the swings.
I do.
Although you do have a daughter, so as
yes,
long
but
as
I
she's
have gone
with
to
you,
playgrounds without her, though.
But as long as she's with you, you're okay in theory. Hell, you might be okay anyway, just because, you know, for some reason it's acceptable for women to be around children, but, you know, if a guy is around children, all of a sudden,
definitely a double standard there.
Yeah, definitely a double standard. A little bit more to this article. Councilman O'Farrell says, our park facilities should be a safe haven, and we must do our part to provide the proper shelter for our kids. Claiming that there's already a law on the books at the state level, but that the LA police, for some reason, can't enforce it until the city council adopts an ordinance suggesting that they follow the state law. He doesn't really explain that here. The article from LA Weekly continues, the proposal was inspired by residents who have complained of drug deals and disturbing behavior taking place at playgrounds. Well, okay, and as we mentioned earlier, if it's really about, you know, the drugs at the playground, then, you know, either focus on that, not that I think that there should be a war on drugs, or here's a better idea. How about remove all of the criminal penalties and then people won't wind up going to places in private to do their drug deals?
No argument.
I don't know what you're looking for. You look like you wanted to say something.
I always have that look on my face. I'm just right on the cusp of a brilliant thought, and it's gone.
The LA Weekly article here concludes,
but the Times editorial board, and we did share the editorial from the LA Times. They say, but the Times editorial board argued that if the city is concerned about narcotics or sexual predators, there are plenty of laws already on the books that can be enforced without having to discriminate against single adults. And, yeah, I think they, you know, sum it up here. If the claim is people are doing illegal things at the playground, okay, then why are you not actually enforcing the laws that they're breaking? Oh, because laws are discretionary and you don't actually care about what's on the books. You just want to make more laws because reasons. If we just pass another law,
right,
then everything will be okay.
And I think, too, that, like, I don't think that it's as big of an issue as they make it out to be as far as, like, people creeping around playgrounds. Like, there might be creepy people, but the odds of, like, your kid getting picked off are not, like, as high as they're making it out to seem. But I would encourage parents, anyway, to have talks with your kids.
Sure, right.
Like, you know, about stranger danger. I've had the talk with my daughter. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That if anybody doesn't know, don't talk to them. Like, run away.
Well,
like,
when I was a kid, the
make
claim...
Make sure your child knows your phone number.
Right.
The claim when I was a kid was, if you're at the shopping mall and I lose sight of you, then somebody's going to come kidnap you and kill you, behead you and throw you in the lake,
right,
because there was the movie about John Walsh's kid that came out in the early 80s when I was really young. So, you know, like, that was the scare tactic for me of, if you lose sight of mom or dad in the shopping mall, then you're going to wind up getting killed and beheaded.
Yeah, I hate to break down laws into two separate categories, but there's those laws that create more power for the government that are oftentimes passed using fear. Let me scare you so I can control you. We have that. And then we have the other laws that I think are, I truly believe are all passed with the best intentions, yet yield disastrous results. And I see this one in the other side of it.
And then there's the third set of laws where there's actually an identifiable victim and we're seeking some level of justice.
When did that one pass?
Well, you know,
I'm trying to remember. Like,
breaking and entering.
Sure. Okay. We go back a couple hundred years.
Robbery.
A couple hundred years.
Assault.
A couple hundred years.
You know, in a weird way, it's almost like this new playground law, like, turns everybody into a suspected sex offender
right.
that doesn't have a child, whereas, like, before, if you were convicted of, you know, if you're on a sex offender registry, you couldn't go to parks and playgrounds anyway.
Right. I could see this. Like, if this were, like, some new mayor came to town, and he's going to be the one who's going to crack down on crime, and I'm going to clean up this town, and
like the Filipino
he implements
guy?
Something
the guy
like...
from the Philippines.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if it were something like that, and he said, okay, anybody who is single and found near a playground gives us a reason to stop and frisk. That would be an example to me of, you know, just that other side. I really do believe that this guy probably is thinking he's doing a really good thing, quote, for the children.
Mm-hmm.
But
it's always for the children.
Yeah, but it has no consideration for people's rights, and that's the problem.
Yeah, so... changing gears here, since we mentioned the whole, you know, DUI thing in Austin, I actually do have the numbers here.
Cool.
Before Uber came to town in 2014, Austin police data showed that the city averaged 525 drunk driving arrests per month. When these numbers were revisited a year after ride sharing came to Austin, drunk driving arrests had dropped by 5%. The trend continued the following year when the number of drunk driving arrests dropped by an additional 12%.
Nice.
Bringing the average arrest to 438 per month. In May of 2016, the same month that Uber and Lyft made the decision to leave, the monthly rate of drunk driving incidents was down to an average of 358. However, within the first few months of Uber and Lyft's absence, the number of DUI arrests increased by 7.5% from the previous year. In the month of July alone, the city had 476 drunk driving arrests. though many Austin residents, including the Tatum family, who they mentioned earlier in the article, predicted these new regulations would result in increased drunk driving arrest. Being correct in their assertions gives them no pleasure. And let's see if they have, they do not have anything updated from July.
Right.
But very interesting that the numbers dropped from 525 when Uber went into Austin sometime in 2014 down to 358 in May of 2016. So about 2 years later, dropped by 170-ish.
Yeah.
And then 1 month after they left, there were 476 drunk driving arrests.
Yeah, I absolutely do not find this surprising. I think if you would have laid down some money, I would have taken this bet and predicted it when Uber goes in and then when the city kicks them out. Of course, that's what's going to happen. I will speak as I'd like to consider myself a professional drinker. I really got this thing down. I don't do it a lot, but I've been a partier all my life, and the last thing I ever wanted to do was drive drunk. It's just not fun. It is not fun to realize that I got to get in a car and I got to get home without getting busted, without hurting anybody, without doing all this stuff. And that's the stuff that goes through your head. I would much rather have any opportunity to get a ride with somebody. And a lot of times I was paying a lot of money for taxi cabs. A lot of times it was for us, like when we go to Baltimore or someplace like that, picking hotels that were walking distances to the train station so we could take the train down to all the bars.
Did you ever wind up figuring out if you had to cross intersections to get from the train station to the bar? Did you look around to see where the red light cameras were to determine if you would be safe to cross at the intersection?
I cannot say that those considerations crossed my mind, but this is why, you know, Uber comes along and this whole new industry of getting people home safe pops up. Taxis have been there, but taxis oftentimes were prohibitively expensive or didn't serve all areas more commonly, you know, or all be there in an hour and you're waiting 2.5 hours later.
Right. And, you know, it's never made sense to me why more bars, and I think in some, you know, touristy areas, the bars will have some kind of arrangement with the taxi companies. But it's never made sense to me why more bars did not have arrangements of, okay, you can't drive, we'll pay for your cab.
Right. Or do shuttle buses or things like that. What I found out, because I actually looked into that as a potential business when I was in Pennsylvania, was, can I just have a drunk bus? Can I have a bus that, like, goes downtown in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, picks up a bunch of drunks and drives them home? And the amount of regulation involving that industry is insane.
I'm sure it is. Hour 3 coming up next. This is Free Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death.
At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.